Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Odyssey.com. Also, Raheem Morris will replay that for you coming up a little bit here in the 5 o'clock hour. We had to push our man Wes Durham back, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We say Wes Drewham. Wes, it is good to talk with you. Look, we've been up here today as we normally are, you know, kind of dissecting things. And, you know, we had Raw on and we were talking to him about the problems offensively, what's going on with Michael Penix. And, you know, he's continuing to tell us, as I think he's telling this team, look, it's the little things that are biting us, right, in the rear end that we have to be able to overcome. And Wes, it's not just one thing. Like, if it's not something, it's another thing. How do we put this together for Sunday, man, and go out and beat a much better Carolina team than we all anticipated to start the season?
Yeah, I think, well, certainly a Carolina team that's playing better, right?
Yes.
You know, and certainly has played better since they won the first game, 30-0. And I think they're going to present some unique situations, too, that Atlanta's going to have to react to based on what happened in the first game. In terms of the question you asked, Carl, I think it is simplistic in some respects and it's complex in others. The simplistic part of it is that Michael Penix has got to feel better about Michael Penix, okay? I mean, he said it post-game with Dave, you know, didn't feel very confident, didn't feel very, you know, that kind of thing. Got to go back and look at myself as much as what the team's doing. Michael Penix needs to feel good about Michael Penix on Sunday. So whatever the plan is, it's got to have some of that incorporated into it in my mind. Second part of it is, when's the last time they started fast?
Right.
When they won. Yeah.
Right.
And they got to find a way to start fast. The three and out thing can't happen again. That's one of those things you got to avoid. So whatever, you know, offensively or defensively, start fast. And I think when they have started fast, they've tended to play very well. And, you know, even the Tampa game that they lost at the end of the game, they started fast with the, you know, the pass to Bijan from 50 yards out. They got the touchdown. So let's find a way to get it started early and, you know, get in the red zone and cash it in for a 7, don't kick a field goal type thing. That would be like the two things that I think they have to do. Number one, the quarterback's got to feel better about where he is this week, and the team's got to start fast on Sunday because, you know, you guys can do the math just like I can. These next two are probably going to determine a lot of things.
Right.
And I think that's just where this season has gotten to now that you've lost 4 straight.
Yeah, man, that fast start would have started had Kyle Pitts done his job on a perfectly thrown and perfectly called play to start the game. Wes Durham was with us, guys. And, Wes, that's the thing. I mean, just, you know, little moments like you get that stop at the end of the game. It's long, man. You got 3rd and 20. And then Ulbrich decides to go with a 4-man rush instead of a 5-man rush. And they're able to move things. So special teams, that's another thing. That's been a constant all season, how disappointing special teams has been. How do you fix things like that when you're so far deep into the season and that's just your identity? You're just not good in those departments.
Yeah, and you know, you've got a waiver wire for some things, but you got a practice squad for others, right?
Right. So
we'll see what kind of evaluation process has taken place this week. I think that's the other thing. Now, remember, some of this is you're coming off a fairly taxing trip, right? And that's why when the injury report came out this afternoon, a lot of guys didn't practice today. Right. You know, the bumps and bruises can be excavated when you fly 9.5 hours back. So I think that's something else that has to roll into the equation a little bit this week. It's probably a good thing it's a division game, somebody you've seen, but somebody who in some ways has changed a little bit. I mean, Rico Dowdle has taken over the running back spot. It's his now. It's not Chuba Hubbard at all. And Dowdle has done all the things you need to do to kind of take that. Tet McMillan, he's ended up having a pretty good year for a rookie. I mean, he's got 46 catches. Leggett was inactive when they played the first time. So offensively, Bryce Young is in a crossroads a little bit, guys. I don't know who you talk to from Charlotte, but it's gotten very interesting up there for him. And they're talking about, you know, the next seven games potentially determining his future in Charlotte. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a very interesting Sunday of football. It won't be one of the marquee games in the league for sure. And then the other part about this is let's think about where Atlanta is statistically in some things. Third down, we all know where that is. It's not been great, but what can you control? Well, you can certainly control, we talked about earlier, getting TDs instead of threes in the red zone and the way you dictate the tempo of the game. I think all that's important. I thought Sunday, look, Taylor ended up with a huge number because he's a really good player, but I thought defensively they flew around Daniel Jones and created some real problems. More of that in the remaining games, and Atlanta's got a chance to be successful more than not for sure.
Right on. Back-to-back games where these guys have had major, you know, impacts. How about Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr.? Our man Wes Durham, speaking of which, Georgia football in Texas. We just talked to Bijan, and there's a lot of said here.
Yes, it was.
But
Bijan doesn't hide it. He doesn't care where his zip code is right now, boys. He's got Austin, Texas in this one. I can tell you that.
But, Wes, Sark has a Georgia problem. Kirby has a Bama problem. Sark's got a Georgia problem. What happens Saturday when toe meets leather?
Well, first of all, it's Al Serrato's line, Mike. You can only say toe meets leather when it comes to tech. The toe meets leather thing doesn't fly in Athens. It only flies on North Avenue.
All right.
I would say this. Georgia has everything in front of them still, despite the Alabama loss. Texas is the one that has to play with a sense of urgency. And, you know, look at it like this. There's an elimination principle that starts once the CFP poll is released, right? And once you get in the second one, I told you guys this, I think, last week, Carl.
Yeah.
It's the third one. That's the one that sets the table. And because that's the one that's before the last week of the regular season. And as those things unfold, that between week three and week four of the poll is where this gets really, really interesting. So, Texas, do you have a marker right now? I don't know. Oklahoma? Okay, sure, maybe. But you need a marker. Georgia, meanwhile, has lost the Alabama game, and, man, they looked as impressive as any team last weekend at Starkville. So I would suspect that Texas is in an uphill fight when they come to Athens on Saturday.
Is the committee – are they putting the ACC in a tough place? Virginia loses the Wake. Louisville loses the Cal.
Sure.
You just feel like the committee is saying, well, one of you have to rise up and get there, whether it's Georgia Tech or Miami. I just feel like when you look at the ACC and even the Big 12 right now, you're like, one
right.
team?
Wes? Well, there are going to be a couple from the Big 12, I think, Carl. But the ACC situation is they really don't have a marquee win outside of Miami beating Notre Dame as a league.
Right.
And that's being held in that committee room. Now, Mac Rhodes, who's the chair of the committee, who's the Baylor AD, and if you care to read the Waco papers, he's got some issues of his own, but he's still the chair. Mac Rhodes said that Georgia Tech didn't play very well. His quote in the media teleconference last night after the show was over was that Georgia Tech had a bye week, and the last time they played, they weren't very good on either side of the ball. Well, to say they weren't good and they had 500 yards of offense and the quarterback had 515 of it, you know, that's ill-informed. So Georgia Tech, it's going to come down to Georgia Tech running the table. And if they can win the Pitt game, certainly they got to win at BC on Saturday. Come back and beat Pitt in Atlanta. And then the Black Friday game with Georgia at Mercedes-Benz is going to be critical to Georgia Tech. Probably a lot bigger for Georgia Tech than it will be for Georgia. And because the championship games now are held in a slightly different light. How they're going to be reflected by this committee, I don't know. I know how they were held last year, but every committee, as I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, is different. But Georgia Tech has got a lot on the line here in these last three games. I tell you, the team that's playing, it's interesting, Pitt plays Notre Dame on Saturday, then they play Georgia Tech, and then they play Miami. You talk about a team that controls some of the balance in the college football playoff. Imagine if Pitt beats Notre Dame on Saturday.
Please
Notre
do.
Dame's probably out.
Please
and
do.
Then Pitt
yes.
comes to Atlanta.
That's right.
But Pitt comes to Atlanta, and then all of a sudden, how big does that game get? It's unbelievable.
Right. Mm-hmm. It just feels like with Georgia Tech's strength of schedule, they can't lose anything. I mean, other than the argument, a close loss to Georgia, you know, and because the strength of schedule is just not really there, then you get all the other variables.
Colorado was supposed to be better. Was supposed to be better.
But, I mean, but again, then I still don't trust the Big Ten. Those weasels will find a way. I mean, Michigan right now is in the top 20 at 7-2. They've granted the best teams they played, they lost to. I mean, it's still going to – at the end of the day, Wes, you know, right now Georgia, I think I saw somewhere, they project South Florida to win their conference. They would go to Athens. Not really compelling television, but Georgia would be one of those, you know, those first-round games at home on campus.
Yeah, if they in fact don't win the SEC. See, right. That's the other thing, too. Georgia, to me, feels like a team that's – you know, we'll see how it goes Saturday, but if they found their identity, that's probably a really good thing for them. I mean, right. The fact that Texas is coming there, Georgia may play their way into a top four, Mike. I mean, that's,
right. Oh,
that's
I'm
kind
saying,
of the reality. Where
I'm just saying right now. I'm with you, Wes. I still think
right now.
That's terrible.
Yeah, right now, though, is 3 weeks from reality.
Right.
You know, we're still prospecting. And that's why I think people were probably disappointed the way, you know, there wasn't a lot of movement at the top of the poll. Well, the chance for the movement ended when Mendoza hit Cooper on the back line. I mean, you talk about movement, let Indiana lose. That'll shuffle the deck a little bit. And I think, you know, each week in college football we get that. You just have to find out who it comes from. And, you know, let's be honest, too. I think somewhere in the committee room, style points count. And so you're going to see teams probably, you know, throw an extra log on the fire when they have a chance, I think, in some of these games.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, to say the least. Wes, it's always good to talk with you, man.
You're going to a game, Carl. Come on, Carl. You're going, aren't you?
No, man. Unfortunately, I can't. We've got Meat Fest going on this weekend, which is a big barbecue that a couple of friends and
I
we get together.
Something Bell brought back from Germany.
No, but there was a bar called the Meat Garden, which actually is car park. But anyway, go ahead. Back to you, Carl.
And so, unfortunately, no. But the game will be on multiple TVs, and you'll see some pics, man, because it's an incredible thing we do before Thanksgiving. And got to give biggest shout out to Andy as you're saying that. But no, I wanted to just can't do that in the commitment that it takes.
No, I understand. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, man.
From afar, Carl.
Now, do you bring the locals onto the estate for, like, Thanksgiving? What do you do up there at Stately Druid Manor as far as, you know?
Oh, really? Yes, Stately Druid Manor. Thanksgiving for me will involve some trip to the airport to get on a plane for a Saturday game, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. Just check.
All right, man. We got to roll. Wes, thank you. As
again,
always.
Guys, when you're coming up 75, you can see the parapets as you look over to the west.
You know is that what you do? That's, okay, that's great. Not, yeah, thanks.
And that's where Wes Drew him.
Don't listen to him. Wes, we'll talk to you next week, man.
Be well, guys. Take care. Thanks.
Good stuff.
That's our dude. Again, early days with their current projections now. So much football to be played. Because is Ohio – another question. Is Ohio State finally going to knock off Michigan? Ohio State looks like this is the year they will finally snap that losing streak.
Let me tell you something. They could lose, but Michigan could get in with that win. They'd have the best win in college football all season.
Right.
By beating the number one team. You will have beaten them 5 years in a row if that was to happen. And Michigan wins out. You've got a two-loss Michigan team with the best win. They could slide into the 12th.
And everybody keeps waiting for the other shoe to fall with Tech.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Texas A&M, I like what Elko said in his press conference this week. Hey, that's last year. We got a better team.
He does.
It is what it is. It's better team.
No, he does.
Right.
And they're better coached. I mean, he's done an amazing job. It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out. All right, coming up, 5 o'clock. We'll recap a little bit of what Ross said, but we're going to play it for you coming up. And what are you guys asking us? We're going to read some of the questions from you guys
all
in
those
regards
questions?
To the Falcons, including would you guys be interested in a guy named Arians? We'll get to it on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.